Grand Isaiah. But how many of y'all ever had a bad Christmas gift? Everybody,
I guess we all have.
Everybody has, hasn't they? And I heard a minister ministering, he said, all gifts you can put a price on. There's a price tag on every gift out there. But there's one price tag you can't put on the gift. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There is, there in 2 Corinthians says it's immeasurable.
Yeah.
You can't measure that yet. You know, it's always, as we've grown up in the Lord, it just seems to multiply and come out and more and more and better, better Christmas every year, because no more we see Christ in us, the hope of glory. But I want to read this term, you know, around Christmas time, we always hear this. But it's Emmanuel, you know, we know that's God with us. But I want you to see this gift. Or it says, Emmanuel, a new nature is about to be planted in the soul of humanity. Emmanuel is a term. Emmanuel is a term used for this new creation life coming down out of heaven. It will begin as a man, but will soon become a company of men and women. Emmanuel is the partnership of heaven and earth, God and humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that, Christ in us.
Yeah.
You know, Emmanuel in us.
Is it going to become a company of what? Will we become a company? I didn't hear that.
We become a company of, Emmanuel. It will begin as a man, which is Jesus, but will soon become a company of men and women, which is the church.
Yeah.
You know, so when we hear that phrase Emmanuel, let us no longer think of just a baby in a manger, but that gift that was given unto men.
Yeah.
And has kept on giving.
There's another scripture that says, He called me as one and blessed me and made me many.
But I'm gonna read something out of Proverbs. I've read this morning talking about prayer. It says, this Proverbs 21, it says, in wisdom's house you will find delightful treasures and the oil of the Holy Spirit. The lovers of God who chased after righteousness will find all their dreams come true. An abundant life drenched with favor and a fountain that overflows with satisfaction. A warrior, listen to me, proud warriors. A warrior filled with wisdom ascends into the high place and releases regional breakthrough, bringing down the strongholds of the mighty. You know,
amen.
That's what we're going to do next week. We're going to go in here and we're going to ascend to the high place.
Amen. All right.
But
I like that, David.
But I want to add this too. This kind of, you know, say, why do people don't pray? You know, about, you know, Ray talks about we have not because we ask not. But here it says, arrogance, superiority, and pride are the fruit of wickedness and the true definition of sin. Arrogance, superiority, and pride are the fruits of wickedness and the definition of sin. You know, it's sin not to pray. Reason people don't pray, arrogance and pride. So, but we're going to humble ourselves together.
Amen.
And that's good.
Do some damage on the kingdom of darkness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Miss Mary, I'm ready to hear from you.
Yeah.
We missed you here for a few weeks. And
that
come
is,
on and shout it out.
Oh, my God. That is that is wonderful. Sister Deborah, or anybody that want to pray, can you release prayer before I go up? Anybody that wants to pray, Sister Deborah, or anybody?
Okay. I'll pray for you. Father, through the gift of Christ, your only begotten Son, our bridegroom, our salvation, the lifter of our heads and our healer,
We are able to cry out to you, not Father, but Abba, Daddy. Which is a cry, Father, that every natural father would run to. Your scripture says that come and give us the help of a father. And we ask for your leadership, your guidance, and give us the strength and the direction to complete the dreams that you have implanted in us through your Holy Spirit. Bless these teachers, Father. Give them the desires of their heart. Let their talents take them before great men. Open up national platforms and international platforms for your teachers, for those who love you, Father, yes, with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit. In yes, Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name, amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Y'all know I miss being here.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
good to be here.
It is.
Praise God. I'm excited. Praise God. If we can think about it on Sunday morning, let's move these chairs. Because I like to put mine right here in the middle. We have to move them today, but okay, when we sometimes I come in and I don't have my mind on chairs. But, you know, it's just so good to be here. I'm just really, really, really thankful. You know, I talk to every generation. I'm bringing my phone up here so I can keep up with the time because every generation is chosen.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to be part of this last generation
mm-hmm,
that was set to make an impact mm-hmm upon our world. Now today I'm just going to go right into what I need to go into. It's a lot of things I want to say, but what I want to say, I got to make this announcement again. Do not forget next Sunday, the mm-hmm fifth Sunday. It's what Sunday?
Prayer.
Unity prayer.
Unity prayer.
Okay. That was practice. Let's do it again. Next Sunday is what?
Unity prayer.
Oh, that was so much better. Praise God. We're entering into a year of 2020. And some people say it's not eyesight, but it's a combination of eyesight, mm-hmm, manifestation, all those things. God is going to do something different for the church. And I'm excited about what he wants to do for the church. So let's join in with him.
Amen.
And yield and allow him to do what he wants to do for the church. Because does the church need help?
Yeah.
Yes! We need that help. And today I'm going to talk to you about something for next week. This is just opening up a door for next week. And we're going to the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, the 11th verse, and it reads, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of your sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than what we believe. Now here's Paul waking up his generation, waking up the people that are around him. And you could say, you know, Jesus didn't return or he didn't come back, you know, like Paul was saying. Paul was saying to his generation, it's nearer.
Mm-hmm.
Now how much more nearer mm-hmm is it is?
Mm-hmm.
This is Sister Mary talking this morning. She releasing, she telling this generation, I'm releasing for my generation. I want to make it clear to you that your salvation is near. That time is coming to a close. And he says, He said it this way, and knowing the time, he said, I don't have to tell you about the time. I don't have to tell nobody sitting here about the time. You can just look around. You can just look at things that are happening. You just know that it's high time. You just know the time. Now, one of the things, I'm not going to be able to go back and to the Old Testament to bring it forward like I really want to, but there was a tribe in the Old Testament, and they was the tribe of Issachar.
Yeah.
It said them people knew what to do. They knew what the time was, the season was, and they knew what to do. Let me just read it to you. Because I want to release that anointing on you. Okay?
Yeah.
So that will be found in 1 Chronicles 12 and 32. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the head of them were 200, and all their brethren was at their command. They knew what they had an understanding of time, and you can have an understanding of time, but you still got to know what to do in that time. Mm-hmm. We need to know what to do in this hour. Amen. So, Father, I release the spirit of Issachar. I decree and I declare that it's upon these group of people and everyone that will hear this, that the spirit of Issachar be released this morning. It's time to know where we are and what to do.
Amen.
We accept it. That's the time. I like that, Sister Deborah. She said we receive it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of things we don't get when it's released because we don't receive it. You always have to say, hey, I receive that. That's fine. Praise God. So let's go back to, let's return to Romans 13. Paul is dealing with a group here that he see that not in a place where God can do what he really wants to do. The reason Holy Spirit called this prayer for January, he don't want us to miss what he wants to do through us through this 2020. So let's get with him. We have not been this way before. So we need a guide. And the Holy Spirit is truly a guide. Mm-hmm. He knows every place, every, you know, you can go to places sometimes and a lot of times you don't benefit from it because you don't know everything that you need to see. Mm-hmm. Or you over here seeing things that have no interest. And by the time we just need a guide. This is a lot for us. I want y'all to say, we need a guide.
God.
And thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That you are our God.
That you are our God.
For 2020.
For 2020.
I want the people of God to get excited.
That's right.
About the things of God. The world is so excited about what they're doing. They even get excited when they release a new phone. They get the people so excited to the folks standing out there midnight in line in the cold and thing just for a
stupid phone.
I hate it says stupid, but you got it out my mouth. Stupid phone
that they don't know how to use.
It's not probably as good as the one they got.
Oh, my. Jesus, help us. So I'm getting back to where we need to be. It's high time that we awake out of our sleep.
Yes.
Now high time means that it's no more time. Mm-hmm. See, he was telling them it's no more time. I'm telling you, it's no more time. It's high time. Mm-hmm. We awake out of our sleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about physical sleep. Because everybody here, you walk in, you were dressed, you didn't come in your pajamas and sleepwalking and all that. So I know y'all awake naturally, but I'm here to shake you spiritually.
Amen.
We're talking about spiritual awakening. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say, I think, you know, they just have a little blockage that they can't even get up on Sunday mornings early enough. I mean, so you know we need to be awakened.
Yes.
We need an awakening. You're talking about prayer. Well, we can't come to prayer. That's not at our time. You know, if you had it, you know. Body of Christ need to be awakened out of its high time. Now, I gave y'all an example one time about high time. This lady said, it's probably an analogy we all can, you know, relate to. She said when she was a younger girl, she said in school, and she just never really hopped up for school, you know, that morning. And her mom would come in and say, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. She said she didn't pay that no attention. She laid there a little longer, and she didn't even pay that attention. But when that mom walked in and said, it's high time, she knew she better get out that bed because it was going to be consequences behind that not getting up. She said, I knew she was serious then. So Paul is serious,
yes, amen,
with his generation. I am serious with my generation. It's high time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Meaning it's no more time left. It's high time that you awake. Isaiah was trying to awake all the generation. He said, rise and shine. You know when he told you rise and shine?
Mm-hmm.
He was waking you.
Yes.
He was waking you.
Yes.
Wake up. Rise and shine. You know, sometimes parents get that, let's say, it's time to rise and shine.
Yes.
And that's what Isaiah in the 60th chapter. What did he say? Rise
and shine.
And
the Lord is upon you.
For your light, and so the glory of God will be seen upon you when you rise and when you shine. Mashakaya. Get out that position that you're in. Rise and shine is a wake up.
If you don't wake up, that glory's not going to shine on you, is it?
Whoa! That's good, Mary. That's good. That is so true. But Paul is trying to, Paul is trying to wake up his generation,
amen,
to awake.
Yes,
and this,
amen,
is one of the most interesting things you got to know about on awakening. You cannot awake yourself,
okay,
spiritually. Look at David looking at me. Can you wake yourself naturally? Can you awake yourself naturally?
Yeah.
Natural sleep. Because see, some people set the alarm clock, but they didn't go off. The alarm clock went off, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So you cannot really awake yourself naturally. You think you can.
Yeah.
I don't care how many alarm clocks you set. But it's the grace of God that awakes us every morning.
Amen.
From morning to morning. So if you can't do it naturally, you certainly can't do it spiritually. But you can position yourself,
yes,
and ask,
amen,
for an awakening.
Yes, amen.
He said, ask.
Yes.
Ask for it. He said, I give it. Mary had us laughing this morning. She said, sometimes we don't have not because we don't ask. So, asking for awakening.
Amen.
We're going to be doing that next week.
Yes, we are.
We're doing it right now.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be positioning ourselves to wake up. I mean, see, when he wakes you up, he's going to fully wake you up.
Ooh, glory. Amen.
It's not going to be like that mama coming in violently waking. I mean, she said, when she said, high time.
Mm-hmm.
She'd come in with slap, shaking, throwing out the kids in it. She knew that high time was the serious time. You better get yourself out that bed.
Yeah.
But she waited until her mom said, it's high time.
That's right.
She said she a hot.
The time was right. She would be late if she didn't do it. She had to do it.
Right.
She had to get up right,
right
then.
Right, right, right. And her mom come in there with that high time.
That school was waiting on her.
That means no more time. No more time. But God is going to come in and
amen,
he awakes us.
Amen. Yes.
When he awakes us, I mean, you're going to know you're awake. You're going to know. And let me finish reading it here. Okay, he says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. But now is your salvation near when we believe. The night is for a spent. Now the night is for a spent. It means that it's almost midnight. Mm-hmm. You know, at midnight the cry was made for the 10 virgins.
Yes, yes.
5 was wise and 5 was foolish. Mm-hmm. They all did a natural sleep, but when they woke up, the 5 foolish found out, I'm depleted spiritually. They all woke up like they all laid down in the natural. They all woke up in the natural. But spiritually, they all didn't wake up alive. Okay, it says, the night is for spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Yes, it takes God to wake you up, but you're going to cooperate with him. When he wake you up, you're going to get in his word and you're going to put on Jesus. You're going to, hey, when he does that, because being awakened is not good enough if you're not putting off and putting on the armor of light. So y'all putting on being in class today. You're putting on. Candace, get me a glass of water, please. You are putting on being in class today. And you have to cooperate. Once he awake, you start putting things on, pull things off and put things on. Say, oh Lord Jesus, you know, here am I. Praise your name, God. It's high time.
Amen.
Ha, 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 that you awake out of your sleep.
Yeah.
Now, waking out of sleep means that we're talking about it spiritually. Spiritually, it means that you are walking in more flesh than you are spirit. You sleep when you walk in the flesh. That's considered as dark. You're in more flesh than you are spirit. And when you wake up, it won't be all about flesh. I got to do this. I got to go. You know, flesh and the lust that comes with flesh. I gotta watch this program and it has nothing to do spiritually. I mean, some folks can sit there and watch TV all day long and not have no spirituality to it. It don't do nothing for the spirit.
Take it back.
It's just for the flesh. Some people say, I can't miss my show. You know, talking to a group of girls. Well, I gotta go now because I can't miss my show. And I'm like, can't miss your show? That should be for Jesus. That should be for Jesus. But we can be people of God. Sometimes we can be caught up in the hum hum of the world too. It's easy to get caught up into the flesh part. But we want to be more spirit so we can hear spirit. We can be led and guided by the spirit. We can do things in this spirit realm because you are spirit. Sometimes we think we flesh first. You only flesh to live in this world, but you're spirit because the kingdom of God is within you. Okay, let's see how what he said to the Ephesians when he was waking them up. We get 5 more minutes of overtime. Okay, Ephesians 5:14. What he was doing when he was waking up the Ephesians. So we saw how he awake the Romans up. Let's see what he said to the Ephesians when he was waking them up. Okay, this is what he was saying. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you the light. He told the Ephesians, when you're sleeping, you're really dead. He said, arise. You know, even when Lazarus was asleep, and Jesus knew he was going to raise him from the dead, he said, Lazarus is asleep. And his disciples said, well, he's doing well if he's sleeping. I mean, you know, Jesus had to tell them, no, he dead, man. He dead. Because they didn't understand. And here Paul is also working up the Ephesians. Every generation has to be awakened. Because somehow they just allow things to kind of get them, you know. But we see here in the book of Ephesians, he says, wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise. Arise, get up. He's kind of like Isaiah said, arise and shine. You know, they have a commercial on TV, and it's talking about breakfast. I don't know if it's Jimmy Dean or who, but they say, arise and shine, and they get up for that breakfast. But here we're talking about a spiritual awakening. But we see here that he's telling them how to do, how to get up to, I know I'm way over time, and I'm going to slow down here and stop here. But I did release the spirit of Issachar. Okay. So I'm going to stop here because I think I did the most important thing. Because I'm running way over your time. Apostle, it's in your hand. But we're going to position ourselves that we can be awakened.
In Kim Copeland's letter, Christmas, he was talking about prayer, uh-huh. about praying, and how you'll be there at the right time and you'll know things to do. And he used Anna, the prophets Anna and Simeon.
Those are good examples.
Where to go. But see, one of them, Simeon, they didn't say he was anything but praying. And, you know, he knew exactly, he knew what he was wrong and where to go. And so was Anna the prophetess. She knew through prayer and praise what to do, when to do it.
But there's a scripture that says, my wise mind knows both when and what to do.
Mm-hmm. So that was directed
by
the Spirit.
Wonderful.
Yes. I thought that was killed. I thought that was good.
But yeah, Anna and Simeon, they were amazing.
Yeah, they knew exactly because they had spent time with the Holy Spirit.
And all those children and little things, this was a little baby he looking at and mm-hmm. saying, and speaking over this
and
little baby.
He knew to come at that right time.
He said, I can die now because I done seen him.
Yeah, and he knew to be there at that time.
And he knew the time that child was coming in there.
Yeah.
And knew to come in there at that time. And Anna, she just moved into the temple. She done lived in there. You know, she just said, hey, I got to, because I want to pray. I'm giving my time to prayer.
Yes.
And she gave herself time to into prayer. All the church gave herself over into that. And she knew when that little baby was coming in there. Oh, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
People that pray get a chance to see things that other people may not see.
Yeah, when we stand,
that's amazing. That's really good.
There's no substitute for going in God's presence.
Amen.
You don't let things sneak up on you if you can't. You watch it.
That's good. That's good.
Now, this week I did a broadcast, and the Lord took me back some years when I first started learning how to follow him. In ministry, I would obey him. I'd follow him. I'd do whatever he say, and there was no pressure. In business, I tried to figure it out, and I always struggled. But in order to follow God, we have to have a reference. When he told me to start studying, I didn't get too far along until I started doing this. He said, I want you to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, 5 at night. That's when I made my greater changes, where I would obey him. When he could say something, I'd stick with him, obey him. And then when he get in my heart, I was fine. I was good to go. But I remember how I had deadlines, and I wanted to meet them. And I needed to make so much money by this particular day.